This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! That's right. This is the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA, right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Invent America part of the Home Talk USA family. I'd like to welcome right now my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, what are you doing?
Hey, Michael. Actually, right now we're trying to dodge the thunderstorms that are rolling through and make sure our road doesn't wash away. But other than that, we're just fine.
Oh, them poor people in Hawaii. I mean, it's just amazing with that fire and what's happening. Almost a whole island is destroyed. I mean, literally burnt to a crisp, you know?
I know. It's so tragic. We're not used to hearing about Hawaii being on fire.
Yeah.
We're, you know, little... more used to hearing it out west and stuff, but that is just, it's heartbreaking for sure.
But Rita, tell us what's going on. We got a big show lined up for this hour. I think you want to talk about some big science products that's going to be coming to the market, right?
We do, and you know, it's amazing because we get so used to, you know, kind of the gadget thing that we forget there are big science projects out there that your everyday inventors are coming up with. And, you know, our first guest, Claudio, he's absolutely amazing in what he has done with his product. And Jasmine is somebody who has lived her project, you know, in the hardest way. And then, I love it. We have got Addison, on, and Addison Shelton, they're one of our sponsors for the Invent America segment.
Wow. Well, I love it when we have one of our sponsors that we can help them out. You know, that's great, you know. And
we do. And, you know, I get so many inventors that call me and say, okay, who was the sponsor that you had on? Who should I use for this? And so we're actually sending, you know, Kicker Design and Scott Tarsi with CAD clients on a pretty regular basis. So that's really good that we're able to, you know, help out our sponsors who help us out by being on.
Yeah.
And we're grateful for their involvement. And when they say, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Well, you know, Rita, and that's what I try to tell people, radio is not free. Somebody's got to pay for it. Unfortunately, I wish I could do it for free, but the network's charged. We got to pay satellite time, you know, and board ops. It's a lot involved, you know, and we have to take care of our sponsors that, you know, that take care of us. You know, but people don't realize that the Invent America show and Home Talk USA, Build an America show, we're not a pay-to-play network. We're not a broken network. We don't charge for the radio interview. And that kind of shocks people because actually the rumor is, and from our competition, that, you know, if you want to get on the Invent America show, just write Rita and Michael a check, and that's not true. you know?
No. I've had people actually tell me that as well. And it's like, no. Our inventors that are on telling their story are free. We get them on free of charge. And so we have got some excellent shows coming up from, you know, inventors all across America. And, you know, we've been doing now the Inventors Roundtable meetings, which is kind of like a call-in version of the show.
Yeah.
It's free. And so, you know, these engineers and law firms will call and say, you know, we heard about this and you know, is it free? Is it really free? And it's like, you know, yes, Invent America and the Inventors Roundtable, it is free for inventors to get on, share their stories, share their products. And we want to let America know all these wonderful products that are out there and where they can go to buy a products that were invented by Americans.
Yep, you're right. And that's why the show is growing leaps and bounds, because basically pay-to-play networks just simply don't work. Because you can't get an audience, because once you quit paying and it don't work, then you can't build up an audience, because they're going to sell it the time to somebody else that's going to run in there. So you never could develop that audience, you know? And
I know, and I love it when somebody calls me at an oddball time, like, you know, Saturday night at 9:30. It happened last weekend. This guy calls me, and he goes, "You answered your phone." And I go, "You called me." And he goes, "Well, I heard you on the radio this afternoon, and I wanted to check in and see if it's true." And it's like, "Well, yes, go ahead and ask your questions." And I gave him some advice, told him I would sign a non-disclosure, and then I said, "All right, this is where you want to go, you know, for your next step." And he was just like, I still can't believe you answered your phone. And I go, "You were calling me. Did you want to hang up?" And so, you know, it always makes me laugh when they say, "You answered your phone." It's like, "You were calling me."
Yeah.
But I love it when then, you know, inventors call and they're, you know, at a spot where we can say, you know, all right, so many of the people that join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings are people that heard us on the air. And now they're able to come and ask their questions. And some of them then I get on the air, because they're far enough down the road that we can get them on and have them talk about their product. So I think it's wonderful how we are actually, you know, doing what we set out to do, which is, you know, have a show called Invent America, because America invents, and we can help all of those inventors out there make better decisions.
Yeah, very well said, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about education and information. And that's what we're trying to do, is help people out there. But that's what we've been trying to do. And the purpose of the show is, you know, for years I would go out to the, you know, trade shows and see all these inventors and all these entrepreneurs. And a lot of them just had prototypes, and they had no clue what direction they were going, or even how much it was going to cost to get there.
I know. And I had another gentleman call me last week, and I had a conversation with him, but he does basically what we do, but he charges for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, he's got a cute name on it. It's called, you know, I don't want to give it away. but anyway, you know, he charges for what we do for free. And he asked me, he says, "Well, what is your goal?" And I said, "Well, it's to give good information to inventors so they know what steps to take and not charge them for it."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, I don't think I'd be a good guest to be on your show because I charge for that." Yeah. And I said, "Well," I said, "I understand." I do understand that. But, you know, it's just we just really are dedicated to helping inventors get from one step to the next and make good business decisions.
Yeah, Rita. Well, we got a great show. There's the music. Got to step away. Got to pay some bills here. Along with my co-host, Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady, just stay tuned right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. We are streaming live on the GCN at GCNlive.com. Also, if you want to check out the archives after the show airs on the weekend, you can go to HometalkUSA.com, and it can lead you to the Home Talk interviews, the Invent America interviews, also the Invent Lady website herself. It's all tied in together. So right here. So stay tuned. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to higher bet today. I'm the Cajun Man, alone with my co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton. We sure hope you'll be right back. Stay with us. Yay! We're going to come right back soon.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. That's right, this is the Invent America show, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton, part of the Home Talk USA family, where we talk to entrepreneurs, inventors, each week, trying to give them a little highlight of the technologies of the future. But, Rita, who's our first guest again?
Our first guest today is Claudio Egalon. Claudio, I'm going to let you correct that pronunciation there, and please forgive me for messing it up. But every once in a while, I come across inventors that, you know, they're a step above or beyond the regular consumer product. And Claudio certainly is way out there. His product is called Psi Sensors. The website is Psi Sensors Tech, and his products are the different types of sensors. But Claudio is brilliant. He's got a PhD in electrical engineering. He's got a PhD in physics from the College of William and Mary. He has got 64 patents on technology on this product alone. So, brilliant man. Thank you, Claudio, for being with us today. And please, give us the correct pronunciation of your name and then tell us about your product.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Rita. Thank you for inviting me here to be here. You pronounce my name correctly, Egalon, right? It's just like your name. So,
all right.
So you got it right. Okay. And,
So tell us, we're working on licensing the intellectual property. And so tell our listeners, because we love getting it out there. You never know who's listening. And tell them about your product and kind of how you went through those steps.
How it goes through those steps for licensing, you mean?
Not for licensing, but how you went through the steps for developing your product.
Okay. Yeah, when I was younger, it's a funny type, you know, it's a funny thing what happened to me, okay? When I was younger, I had this dream that I was going to work for the government or going to become a university professor, and that was my mind was set on, okay? And then when I started doing my PhD at William Mary in conjunction with NASA Langley, right? My PhD program, they have at William Mary was in conjunction with NASA Langley, the first NASA center that was created. I was introduced to this type of technology that we call optical fiber sensors. Optical fibers are used for telecommunications, okay, in general. That was how optical fibers started, just for telecommunications. But then, back in the 80s, people start using optical fibers for sensing as well, turning an optical fiber into a sensor. And that's how I started. Okay, I was looking for a topic in my PhD topic, and I had already some experience with optics in the past. Since I was young, I used to build telescopes there in Brazil, you know, and I had some optics background already, and that got me going in the field of optical fibers. What I didn't expect is what happened later on to me, right? Like I said, I had this mindset for university jobs, for government jobs. I never dreamed of becoming an entrepreneur. And I started working on this optical fiber project. And my boss would tell me to do the experiments with the optical fibers in one way. And I discovered that it would not work the way my boss was telling me to do. I kept on breaking my head, you know, trying to do what my boss was telling me to do wouldn't work over and over again. And then I came in contact with some researchers at the time at Bell Labs, the old Bell Labs, right, that was dismantled after the Cold War was over, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, right? Everything happened at that time. Everything happened at that time, right? And this guy was really bright, man, Bob Lieberman, and I started collaborating with him. And I had this guy, Bob Lieberman, who pioneered side-illuminated optical fibers, a different way of using optical fibers. And I started traveling with him and my boss, which was also Robert, Bob Rogalski. And then someone else came along, which is a professor, university professor, Zachariah Albin. So I had those three professionals helping me out with this technology, trying to guide me in a way. And what was happening? When I was performing my experiments at NASA, I was doing the experiment with the optical fiber in the way that everybody would do, which would be exciting light at the end of the fiber tip. It's like a car passing through a tunnel, right? It's like that. Yeah. The tunnel is like a cylindrical solid, right? The car goes from the end of the tunnel to the from one end of the tunnel to the other end. That's what we usually do with optical fibers. But then he came up with a different way of using optical fibers. Instead of injecting light at the end of the fiber, or instead of having the car starting at one end of the tunnel and reach the other end of the tunnel, you would inject light from the side of the optical fiber. It is just like you drill a hole from the top of the tunnel, right, and get into the tunnel and walk to the other end. Okay?
That's
a very good analogy. And
We've got a time thing going on here. So I want to talk to you, like, how many different industries can your product impact?
Oh, yeah, it's whatever the imagination is. It's dependent on the imagination, okay? When you discover something as basic as side illuminated optical fiber, it's like discovering the wheel. The wheel is something that can be applied in almost any areas of knowledge that can be applied in almost any industry, and that's what side illuminated optical fibers can be used for. Okay, I have developed sensors for construction applications. I have developed sensors for education. I have developed sensors for agriculture, for medicine, and so on. And it's not just restricted to sensing either. I discovered later on.
And I see, you know, in all kinds of environmental things and medical things. And so, you know, as we're going through, you know, your next steps to start licensing, the impact that this can have on everyone's life is, you know, absolutely phenomenal. So we want to make sure that, you know, we get it out there and we're able to then get some of those different industries moving in the right direction to license your intellectual property.
Yeah, that's great. That would be great. Yeah.
I want to thank you for being on with us today, and you will be airing then, and we will do some videos so people can actually see you and see some of your prototypes. So everyone out there, if you are an inventor or you have an idea, please join us here at Invent America and on our GCN network. Go to inventamerica.info to see some of the other recordings that we have done. And join us at the Inventor Roundtable meeting. If you need a service provider, give me a call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents that their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary.
We're not waiting for the storm to hit. We have already begun working 24/7 to be ahead of the curve and to be ready as soon as the storm reaches our shores.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. Hillary expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate, hosted by the Republican National Committee, will air Wednesday on Fox News. The number of stabbings and slashings is surging across New York City, and experts are blaming left-wing reforms for the increase. NYPD data shows a 26% increase in the number of blade attacks citywide since 2019. A retired NYPD sergeant blames the spike on legislation signed by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks to our GCN network, the home of Home Talk USA. We also want to thank our other sponsors. Kicker Design will be on with us in our next segment, but CAD Design as well for early stage inventors. So our guest right now is Jasmine Sturr, and today we are talking about big science, not your new, you know, doggy grooming thing, but we're talking about, you know, some of these things that really do impact our life, and we may not really see how it is. Jasmine, thank you so much for being with us today. Jasmine is a chemist, lives in the Los Angeles area, and her invention is a direct result of an illness that she has had for, what, 8 years, right, Jasmine?
Yes, it's been about eight years since I got this.
Right. So I'm going to let you tell your story so that you let our listeners know kind of what happened and then what your steps were to get to, you know, finding a solution for a problem.
That's great. So, you know, my name is Jasmine Sturr. I'm a chemist. I have a disease called juvenile onset Parkinson's disease, and that caused stomach intestinal dysmotility. So my intestines don't move properly. And as a result, I need the nutritional support from the feeding tube. So I had a feeding tube placed in 2015, and there's kind of a misconception about feeding tubes that it's a thing that a lot of is, you know, babies and older people, but there's a lot of people who live with feeding tubes in active life. There's about 500,000 people in the U.S. who have a feeding tube. And while it did save my life and it's been great and is how I am able to function today, one of the biggest problems with feeding tubes is that they cause a lot of leakage. There's leakage around the side of the feeding tubes, and that breaks down the skin. And the only solution on the market out to help people who have leakage on around their feeding tubes that breaks down the skin, the only solution is some creams that make a barrier. But the problem is they heal the skin, but the leakage continues, and the moisture around it continues to break down the skin and cause severe pain. And so I lived with that for a long time, and I just got sick of it. So I decided a couple years ago to fix that myself. And so I spent a while digging through the chemistry, and I developed something that I like to call stoma saver because it really did save my stoma. And it is a powder that absorbs the leakage around the feeding tube. So you place it around the base of the feeding tube, and all day long, it pulls the leakage away from your skin, and it clumps together so that your skin stays dry and that it will keep absorbing for as long as you need it to. And it can absorb a huge volume of leakage for a very small volume. So that is my
Your pathway, I find it fascinating. I mean, you had the disease, you had the problem, you got a degree in chemistry so that you would be able to deal with the problem and fix it yourself because nobody else was fixing it. And so then when you started really looking into this, the properties of the different elements of your fix are all OTC. So you were able to go out there then and grab stuff and start putting together different types of powders that would fix the problem for you.
Yeah, it was very important to me in my selection process of the materials that went into my composition that they be easy to access and that they be food grade and cosmetic grade, commonly used materials that have these properties and these things. So I spent a long time just dealing with the chemistry of the different compounds I was looking at to choose the best materials.
And StomaSaver is going to have a big impact on the quality of life for a lot of different people from all ages, because there are young children who have, for one reason or another, have to have a stoma, all the way up to the elderly that are in the hospital.
Yeah. I just got back from the Oldie Foundation Conference, which is a group that serves feeding tube and IV nutrition. And there were, you know, everywhere from babies to the elderly who have feeding tubes walking around. And there's so many people who are dealing with the pain of this. And it's a problem that, you know, we went to some talks. There's no solutions out there that really address it. It's just dealing with pain, basically.
Well, I thought it was cute when you went to the conference and people were coming up to you and just saying, "Are you the lady with the powder? Are you the lady with the powder?" Because your personality and your product was out there carving a path for you.
Yeah, people are excited about it. I mean, I'm excited to get this into the market.
Yeah, so we are working on that. You've actually got a company that's really interested, and it's amazing how many times they said, "So you're not talking to anybody else right now. You're not talking to anybody else right now." Because they know this is going to be a big deal, but what's next? You've got some other things you're working on. You didn't stop with just this.
No, I do. I want to continue to develop more products that help solve these situations. Then, you know, coming after this, hopefully, other developments
What advice do you have for our listeners? You know, if there's somebody else out there, what would you give them? If they were sitting in front of you, what advice would you give them on getting a product to market?
You know, I think that the people, the thing with science, right, is how much it affects our lives. I think that what really matters is what things can be changed and solved, what solutions, what problems you're fixing. I think that's probably the biggest thing to focus on. I found that the lived experience is just really important. And there's so many things that, you wouldn't notice by just reading about it, as far as interacting with people who live with it, who deal with the problem, whether it's your own problem or someone you know's problem.
You're exactly right. And, you know, you lived it, you saw the problem, you went out there to fix it and conquer it. And I appreciate your skill set. But so many of our people listening, you know, they've got a problem and they just think, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
That's what we want all of our inventors to walk away with is, yes, you can. And with the music starting, we know that we are going to need to go and pay some bills. So stick with us. We have got another segment coming up, everybody. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, your host for Invent America. And today we have got Addison Shelton on. He is the CEO of Kicker Design, and Kicker Design is one of our sponsors. We are so grateful, Addison, that you are one of our sponsors and that you're willing to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we've been talking about big science today. Claudio was on first, and he is working with fiber optics as a new sensor attitude almost in the way these fiber optics can measure different things in our environment. And I find it absolutely fascinating. But then our next guest was Jasmine Sturr, who had early onset Parkinson's, had this irritation from the stoma and went and got a degree in chemistry so she could fix the problem herself, which I find absolutely fascinating. So
pretty amazing.
Someone, I know, right? So there's, you know, there can be more to it than just coming up with, you know, a new gadget. So how do you guys, how does Kicker Design work with inventors who are more on the science side of their inventions?
Sure. I mean, we love those kind of projects. Quite frankly, they're really exciting to kind of sink your teeth kind of deep into the science. And, you know, we do actually do that all the time. So we kind of have a whole section of the company that really focuses on R&D. So really kind of like pie in the sky, like new kind of stuff where we're, you know, we're testing things, we're doing thermal analysis, you know, fluid dynamics, you know, a CFD, those kind of things, to try to understand kind of the science behind a root problem. And see if we can find a potential solution. So those ones are really fun.
So, you know, you have to have worked on some things. Are there some things in the marketplace that you can tell us about that, you know, you can say, okay, we did this. What are some of the things that you've worked on over the years?
Well, there's one that's actually, I mean, you can look it up. They launched their website and everything. It's called Salvus. It's actually by a chemical company in southern Georgia. So their CEO had the idea of, you know, we need to do some testing on our tank, basically where they have the chemicals for, you know, pesticides and things like that, right? The pesticides for the tomatoes might kill the strawberries. The pesticides for the strawberries might kill, you know, one of the other plants. So the farmers typically send out samples, and it takes a couple weeks to test. So this company, CJB, they said, well, there must be a better way. And so they initially found some technology out of Georgia Institute of Technology, which uses laser interferometry and shines basically lasers through a film of material to determine how many parts per billion of some particular molecules there. So they found this technology. They came to us and said, hey, we want to use this technology and commercialize it. Of course, coming out of the university, it was about 50% done. So we literally spent a couple of years working with them, really getting deep into the science of this laser interferometry technology, and essentially developed a whole device, which is now handheld, where it actually, the scope expanded, but you can walk up to essentially any, you know, you can measure anything. So you get a little slide that slides in, and it attracts a specific molecule. And so when you run the fluid or the gas through this device, it'll tell you essentially parts per billion of that particular molecule you're looking for in any liquid or gas stream. And then you can just pop that slide out and pop in a new one to measure something else. So it's really a pretty transformative technology.
That's fascinating. I know, you know, sometimes I get inventors that will call me and they've got these really brilliant ideas. And it's like, you know, and I'll say, let me ask you a couple of questions. And, you know, this one person called me and said, well, you know, I've developed a concept for a new house that's going to be off the grid. And I go, and your background is, well, I'm a homemaker. Your research has been, well, I haven't done any yet. It's like, well, you might want to start there with that. And she called me back and she goes, yeah, okay, this has been done a lot of different ways. And I said, there you go. You saved yourself a lot of money. But the, you know, then we'll get somebody like Jasmine who's like, you know, no, I have a problem. There's nothing else out there. I'm going to go to school and become a chemical engineer so I can figure it out myself.
Yeah, I mean that story is pretty fantastic, and you know the thing is there's still a lot of problems to solve, right?
Oh yeah,
and it's fun to be able to tackle them every day.
Well, we are very grateful that you are there so that you can help our inventors out there solve the problems and get it out there then for all of America to use it. So thank you so much, Addison, for joining us today, and thank you for being a sponsor of Invent America. Stick with us, everybody. We will be back in a couple of minutes after we go and pay some bills.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks to Claudio and Jasmine and Addison for being on, and Addison for Kicker Design being one of our sponsors. So if you would like to be on the show, if you've got an invention out there, please go to inventamerica.info, fill out the form. It drops right into my email box. And if you are getting started and you need to get a search done or you need a service provider, please shoot me an email, send me a text message. My phone number is everywhere. If you need an attorney or an engineer, oh, I'm going to send you to Kicker Design for sure. But anyway, the idea is we are here. We are here to support all of our inventors. And if you are a listener, please follow us, go out there and support our American inventors by buying their products.
And join us here next week when we're going to be talking about a really fun topic. It's never been done before. Maybe there's a good reason, and we're going to have some fun with that. So join us back here next week, everybody. Thanks so much. Bye.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Spera. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.